Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Crown Talk with Burgundy team would like to congratulate all the newly crowned United States pageant title holders. In addition, I would like to give a huge shout out and thank you to the National Director, Steffi Barton Williams, Stevie Barton Knight, Ashley Martinez, Mrs. Isabella, and the whole United States team for all of their kindness. Crown Talk interns or consultant clients are blowing up the pageant industry. We have been so busy that we didn't even realize that our interns and clients have been rocking the stage. Hard work does pay off, and ladies, you did it. These are only our summer title holders that I will be calling out. That's not including our fall, spring, and winter title holders. Cadence Mullen, intern and client, National America's National Supreme Beauties Overall Grand Supreme Junior Division 2017, and she's your reigning Miss USA VP Kiddos International 2017. Emma Cook just recently won last night National Miss USA Ambassador Preteen 2017 and first runner-up at her 2017 national pageant. JC Parker, who just recently won National American Miss Florida Junior Preteen 2017, and she is your 2017 International Junior Miss Princess third runner-up. Raquel Holmes, client, our Little Miss World's Official Princess 2017, and the current Miss Universe VT Kiddos International 2017. Kelsey Norris, Cinderella International Community Support 2017. Aubrey Hudson, the Our Little Miss World's Official La Petite Princess 2017, and your reigning Miss Universe V Littles International 2017. Macy Gazella, fourth runner-up at her 2017 national pageant. Susan Finsally, Junior Miss Reigning America 2017. Riley Parker, Miss Universe VT Pre-Tween International 2017. Raya Dona, your International Junior Miss Junior Princess Top 15, and your reigning Miss Universe VT Littles International 2017. Maggie Leach, National American Miss Iowa Pre-Tween First Runner-Up. Isabella Miller, National American Miss Georgia Teen Top 15, Bailey Crawford, your reigning Miss Universe VT Teen International 2017, Courtney Heyer, your Miss Universe VT International 2017, and the top 10 at Miss Reigning America 2017, Jennifer Martin, Miss United States VT International 2017, and newly promoted CTW Manager of Social Media, Megan Whitett, your Royal International Miss Top 15. Congratulations to all these ladies. And remember, do you want to get the secret to the national, state, regional, or local title? Join the Crown Talk team with Burgundy and Crown Talk consulting firm. CTWB is not only educating title holders, but educating our parents as well. Now, I have a little disturbing news that, unfortunately, I'm going to be talking about tonight, and I'm very sad that I even have to bring this subject up. But pretty much parents bullying children at pageants and on social media after they win. So today I took the liberty to go on to my social media page and post this. I said, readers and listeners, there are many girls in the pageant industry that represent states that they were born in or have residency. You can represent another state than the one you are currently residing in during that moment in time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, before I even go further, it's not a crime to visit another state if you have residency there, if you have a relative there, or if you were born there. It's not a crime to be able to go to that state and wow the judges and capture the prestigious title. I went on to say sometimes the state judges want a new face that isn't at all the pageants every weekend or every year. Now, don't get me wrong, it can be frustrating because you want your daughter to be the best and win it all. However, ladies and gentlemen, this is the real world. You're not going to win every pageant. God has a shining moment for every pageant contestant at some point, time, year, state, and system. For example, yes, I have my receipts ready to go. Olivia Jordan, she was your Miss USA 2015. She competed at Miss California USA system many a times and never captured that state title in California. She went to school there. Olivia stayed positive, and she returned back to her home state pageant of to new Miss Oklahoma USA. The first time she competed at Miss Oklahoma USA, she captured the title in Miss Oklahoma USA 2015. She went on to attend the Miss USA 2015 and captured the title of Miss USA 2015. She went on to represent the USA at Miss Universe and captured second runner-up at Miss Universe 2015. I want to know what your thoughts are on our social media site. If Olivia can do it, so can all these other amazing ladies in the pageant world. In addition, I did it. I went on to represent the state of Hawaii because I have family there. I turned around and represented Mississippi because I have family there. Then I turned around and represented Tennessee because I live there. And then I turned around and I had residency in Florida. So, therefore, you can represent other states even if you are not living there. If you have residency there, you were born there, or you have family there, it's not a crime. So, parents, let's try to keep it nice and clean while you're on social media. That takes me to my next point. Pageant moms, don't get mad because a child captured a title in another state because you didn't think of it first. Calling a child out on social media is not ladylike, inappropriate, and very disrespectful to yourself, your child, and to the pageant industry. The people, media, and directors are watching your every move. And remember, if you're privately messaging people, that can get out to the public as well. So I wouldn't do anything in writing because media can get that. In addition, it does not look good when you are singling out a child whose dream just came true because your child's dream didn't come true. As I said before, God has a time and a place for your child to have her moment. So let's be nice, parents, and leave the tea for tea time and within your household. I'm off my soapbox of the night, and we're going to move on to more positive news. Crown Talk fans, I'm so excited to announce our special guest of the evening, Breezy Morrison, your 2017 Mrs. New Mexico International and vying for the title of Mrs. International. To learn more about Breezy, please visit www.breezy.net, and that is B-R-E-E-Z-E-E.net. And remember, you may always call into the show to talk to her. So, hey, Breezy, how are you doing?
Hi, Burgundy. I'm so glad you have me on the show.
Yay, I'm so excited to have you. I've been waiting for this show. Yay, I'm so excited. Okay, so tell our audience a little bit more about who you are as an individual.
So I was born in New Mexico, raised mm-hmm. in Hawaii, and I have residence in Arizona. My husband and I pastor a church in Arizona, and I do come from a Hawaiian background, which parents were born and raised in Hawaii. So I have a very diverse background, and I look forward to representing in the Mrs. International pageant. Because they're so diverse and family-oriented, I'm looking forward to next week and meeting all of the women there.
Well, we're so excited to have you on the show and very excited to support your dreams and aspirations of going for the prestigious title of Mrs. International and that job, because it's a very big, big, big shoes to fill.
Yes, it is. Yes, I'm very much aware of that.
Well, we're going to jump right into some questions from Birmingham, Alabama. They've asked, what do you look forward to for internationals in August?
What I look forward to, the values of the Mrs. International pageant are parallel to my own as far as family, diversity and family. And I look forward to meeting other families from around the world, meeting women mm-hmm. who are hearing their stories. They all come with strong platforms, and I'm looking forward to hearing their heart.
Yes, and how did you create your platform?
The Confidence of this Beauty movement was created as a domestic violence survivor. I created the Confidence of Beauty movement to encourage positive living. Despite mm-hmm. life's challenges, we can be an inspiration to our family and our community. And I want to be able to empower those that maybe life didn't start off very well, but we do have the power to transform that and into a more positive aspect.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to your platform being about confidence is beauty, and with a little bit about your background and audience, if you are listening, you can go and you can read what a little bit about her bio and see that she has been in an abusive, you know, relationship before. And from the United Kingdom, they've asked, what are some abuse hotlines if someone is being physically abused or mentally abused? Like, how can you help them?
I stand with the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and they have resources on their website. They have a 1-800 number, 1-800-799-7233. And you will find what you need to find refuge from domestic violence.
And in addition to what she has given you, all the information there, you can go to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, www.thehotline.org, and kind of learn more about it. They also have Day One Crisis Hotline, dayoneservices.org/verbal-abuse. In addition, if you don't feel comfortable talking about it, you always can text. You can text CONNECT in capital letters to 741741, and that is the crisis text line. So those are some ways that you can reach out if maybe you see someone that's being physically and mentally abused, or if you are that person that's in that situation.
Yes.
You can always turn to these places that we have informed you about.
Yes, or even your local church. It's an intimate moment, and it's also my time to be able to speak one-on-one to women about abuse.
It is very breathtaking that you are willing to talk about, you know, abuse, and you never know whoever else is going out there. So you being able to say, hey, you can go to the church, or you can go here, 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 and that being part of your platform is breathtaking and wonderful that you're bringing light to this cause.
Yep, I look forward to it. It's a passion of mine. I understand the place. I know that place of hopelessness, and I've overcame that, and I want to be able to speak to other women, give them hope. You can transform your life. You don't have to live in abuse. And there are resources, and that's where I have the Confidence is Beauty movement. I live that positive dial, and that helps keep me accountable from my past.
Yes. Well, we are going to take a little small sponsorship break. And ladies and gentlemen, I would like to take a moment to thank one of our new official sponsors, Enlightened Expressions. We are very excited that they will be the official whitening for our CoverGirls and Stokes model. Enlightened Expression is a light-activating teeth whitening process using a carbamide peroxide whitening gel. They have many products to clean and whiten your teeth, personally experienced by me personally. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are still live with Breezy, and we actually have a few callers. So we're going to take caller number 21. Hello.
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 Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
We are doing wonderful. And what is your name, and where are you from, and do you have a question or comment for Breezy?
My name is Sheila Bailey, and I am the executive director of No Longer the Face Foundation, and we are located in Georgia.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Breezy. And I really just wanted to call in and or chime in to comment about this beautiful soul that you have online right now. And she is absolutely amazing. We actually crossed paths on Instagram, but I feel like I've known her in another life and even before that life. She's just that type of person. She attended my domestic violence event that we have here each year in Georgia. And she came in and she spoke to a group or our audience. And it was just amazing to hear her story, but to hear the genuineness that she has within her, and I tell her this all the time because she is truly a genuine woman, and it's so hard and so far afield to find women like her. So I really did. I just wanted to just kind of chime in and just wish her well with what she's doing, not only with her pageant, but just with her life in general, and just tell her never to change. Just continue to be the genuine person that she is.
Oh, Sheila. Thank you, Sheila. Thank you. I had a lot of fun in Georgia. It was so great to be around other women that are striving forward, take in the abuse, but they transform it and use it to help others. And it was amazing to be in a room full of women that that are making an impact, that are changing the world, changing their community at one step at a time.
Well, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and join us. You truly did leave an impact, so that means that you're just going to have to come back here a lot to Georgia.
Yes, I will.
Well,
thank you
so much for tuning in and calling in.
You're certainly welcome, love. Be blessed.
You have a wonderful day. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Breezy, we're going to keep those emails coming in. We have one from Chicago, Illinois, and they've asked, what has been your proudest moment?
My proudest moment? I hold dear to proudest moments, but just living in my present just right now, I have to tell you, I'm pretty proud to be on this radio station right now. This is such a great opportunity to be able to talk to you and to talk to your listeners and to really tell them about me and my story. I hope I'm an inspiration to someone out there that that may feel hopeless or they think that their situation is, their negative situation is all they have. We have the choice to transform it, and this is an audible moment for me.
Oh, well, as I said earlier, we are very proud and happy to have you on the show. You really strive for excellence in all your endeavors. You really do.
Thank you, Burgundy.
Well, how do you feel about parents cyberbullying children within the pageant industry? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, personally, I know the power of an encouraging word. You know, and we make a choice every day. Anytime we go on social media, we have the choice of being purposeful, if we want it to be positive or negative. And although we're not in control of what people write, or what they say, what they do. You know, cyberbullying, for me, you have to be able to, you have a choice if you want to accept the negativity or keep bypassing it. And the one thing about social media is that block button does wonders. It does wonders.
It does.
If you're constantly getting cyberbullied, lock it somewhere, don't look at it, and just live positive.
Amen. And in addition, use social media for positivity, not negativity. That's one thing I just wanted to add on the end of that. You can always, as I said earlier, leave it within the household. Like, if you are so mad that something has happened, leave it on the inside.
Leave your phone.
Don't
leave your
go
phone
on there
alone.
And rant. What would Jesus do? Let's all think that. What would Jesus do? Well, we're going to take a momentary sponsorship break and thank Blog Talk Radio, Radio Pick Chest for you. Your next question comes from Denver, Colorado, and they've asked, how can I get involved with the Mrs. International pageant, and do they have a program for little girls?
Well, you can definitely get all your information online at www.mrsinternational.com. They have three divisions, which is the teen, the miss, and the misses. Those are you can get all information for each category. I tell you, I'm loving every moment of the system. Just They're family oriented, which means a lot to me. And I, every step that I take with this organization and being able to speak internationally, I'm taking my testimony on an international platform, is a great experience.
It really is. And I love on their website, on Mrs. International's website, I love how they say, quote, "The Mrs. International system has established itself as an organization with integrity, high ethical standards, and consistent application of its rules and regulations. It is our goal to provide ladies everywhere the opportunity to compete in a pageant system that maintains the highest of moral values," end quote. They really do. They are a Christian-based system. They're amazing. I know I've talked to a lot of people about this system with Mrs. International, Miss International, and Teen International, and I have seen girls come out, and they're a total different person than what they went into the system as. So it's a really good system. So if you're thinking about competing, it is a wonderful system to go to.
Yeah.
Now, they don't have the little girls yet, but there are other systems that do have that to get them ready for the international system when they become a teen. Well, your next question comes from Atlanta, Georgia. They've asked, what has prepared you for your journey for nationals?
I'm a fairly organized person, per se. And I've taken into account preparing myself spiritually as well as physically, being eating healthy, making sure I live an active lifestyle, and living in my platform. The Confidence of Beauty movement is my life. I live it every day. And so it's kind of a natural way to move into national, because I'm taking a part of my life and bringing it to national. And it's, for me, a very smooth transition, along with preparing meals for my family, because I will be gone for a week. So I do meal prep. So Daddy doesn't have to worry about feeding them pizza all week. I prepare healthy meals for them, and they warm it up, and that makes me feel good. I feel like I'm still taking care of stuff at home, you know. Although Daddy got it, I know I'm contributing a little bit. So finding balance. That's how I'm preparing for nationals. I take care of home. Mommy's able to reach out to the community.
And I think it's immaculate and impeccable that you have time management and your form. Family-oriented. You keep your family involved with your title, so when you're going to an event, you make sure that they're coming, or you keep them in the loop of everything, and I really like that about what you do with your title. So it's just not your title, it's your family's title as well.
Right, and I feel comfortable because of what the Mrs. International platform represents, the organization represents. They represent family. So you feel comfortable bringing your family around, and you know that they'll be involved, and it's okay. It's very comforting for a mom to be able to do that.
Well, our last question of the evening comes from Miami, Florida. They've asked, how do you feel about other contestants copying other contestants' platforms and lifestyle?
I have to tell you, I find inspiration. I'm inspired from different people. I've even been inspired from other women in the pageant industry. And it's very complimenting. If I'm able to inspire someone to the point of them finding a piece of them because of what I'm doing, I've done my duty. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here for, is inspire others.
And to add on to that, hey, you can say that you're a role model if they're trying to, you know, copy your platform or enhance maybe the platform that you have, and they, you know, take it and maybe enhance it a different way, or maybe they want to dress like you or something, but you're a role model for them. That's how I feel about it.
We want to be able to make a positive change and be able to inspire mm-hmm. others and be that role
Amen.
Model for young or old. It doesn't matter. If it's positivity that you're attracted to, then Breezy Morrison has done her job.
As I always say, you're never too young to be a role model.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'd like to thank McForman State University for always being our sponsor. Remember, you can get your degree today at www.mcformanstate.university.com. Thank you so much, Breezy, for sharing your time with our audience
thank
tonight
you.
On the show this evening.
Thank you for having me. Thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Having me. It was such a great experience.
And good luck as you compete at internationals, and of course, I will be rooting you on all the way, and our whole entire Crown Talk team will as well.
Yeah. Don't forget, August 12th and 13th, Charleston, West Virginia.
How can our audience view your show?
You can find online at themissesinternational.com, or you can follow me on my blog at breezy.net. That'll connect you to all of my social media networks, and let's stay connected. Let's stay connected. I really feel like you'll enjoy the journey just as much as I am.
Yay, well, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, this is your Mrs. International. Sorry, trying to give you the title, girl.
Go ahead. Your Mrs. New Mexico International.
Well, thank you so much, Breezy, for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And you have a wonderful evening.
Good night.
Bye. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. Thank you again. To learn more about Breezy's journey to internationals and how she is doing, please visit all of our social media sites. And to learn more about the International Patent System, please visit their website at MrsMRSInternational.com, MissInternational.com, and TeenInternational.com. Or you can follow all of our social media sites to learn more about that patent system. Remember to visit our social media sites to see all the opportunities we offer and breaking news that is happening in the pageant marketplace. Facebook, Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show Magazine. Facebook, Burgundy Mallory, that is BYRGNDY. Twitter, Crown Talk with BY. YouTube, Crown Talk with Face Burgundy. Instagram, Crown Talk with Burgundy. Snapchat, Crown Talk with BY. Periscope, Crown Talk with Burgundy, and that is spaced out. And last but not least, our new shows. It is under Crown Talk with Burgundy. And you can visit our website, too, www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/crowntalk. Signing off with my favorite quote, you're never too young to be a role model.